Welcome to Balancing, well, it's not Balancing Your Life right now. Hey, hey, this is Bonnie with Real Talk Now Radio with Bonnie and
Trisha.
Okay, so we're hoping that this is going live. We hit, and Trisha can tell you, no beginning music.
Yes. and what did we get?
Beginning music. All right. So I'm going to try one thing. Can you do some announcements tonight? I've got something I'm going to do behind the scenes and give some shout-outs to the Teen Church and the Sanctuary and Such Great Heights.
Sure. So the Teen Church, we meet we'll start with Sunday, and then we'll work from there. So Sunday morning, we start with breakfast at 9 o'clock, and it's a full-serve breakfast. They are fabulous with breakfast. You don't leave with an empty stomach, that's for sure. We have pancakes, bacon, sausage, grits, scrambled eggs, donuts, coffee with all kinds of creamers. Come feed your belly and then feed your soul. It's free breakfast. We just ask for donations. And Sunday service, we start at 10:30 with music. And
good.
Then we go as long as the service goes. Then on Tuesday night, we have our radio show. On Wednesday, we have our support group, which is the ACT support group.
Accepting Courage.
Can you hear me okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
And the support group, we meet at 7 o'clock, and we have been going to different sites. We've been doing field trips.
Yeah.
And last week, we met at Panera Bread.
And the week before that?
We met at Sweet Frog.
And I've never been there before.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Okay. So.
And then Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, we have Friday Fun Night. We just have open. We've got games. We've got weight equipment. We have TV, we have music, we have for kids to come in and enjoy
videos.
Themselves. It's a safe environment for our teenagers, our youth to come in. On Friday night, we have food. We've got drinks.
Snacks, candy.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, yes. And that,
all the stuff
in.
You don't want your kids to have.
Exactly. We've got it.
All right. So our guest is on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and read her bio. And Jody Harris is an amazing woman. So let me go ahead and read her bio to you. You guys, I hope you've got notebooks and pens because you're going to need them. So Jody Harris is an inventor, best-selling author, speaker, and publisher. Jody has over 20-plus years of commercial lending experience, and currently she works for the government and oversees a multi-million dollar portfolio. And we just want to welcome you, Jody. You there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, ladies?
We're awesome. Now, it's my understanding that you have some pretty exciting news tonight, and you have intrigued us.
Yes,
we want to know.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm trying to go live, and so I just thought we might chat a little bit.
Well,
if it's okay with you.
Okay, we can chat a little bit. You tell me when you're ready.
Yes.
Jody, you and I have talked before on the radio show, and you kind of shared your background and your story. And if you could just touch base just a little bit on, you know, your past, because the women that I talk to all the time and counsel, they just seem that they're in a rut or they're in a bad situation, and they look down at themselves and they believe the things that's being said about them, and they can never achieve anything. And I believe if you touch a little bit on your story tonight, it can show that, yes, you can, and you can't use past issues as a crutch. That we are powerful women,
right.
That we can achieve our goals in life, and we can't just let anybody stop us from doing that.
That is right. You know, I'm never embarrassed to talk about my past. I was a teenage mom, and I had my daughter when I was 16, and I married the gentleman that I was with at that time, who was the father of my daughter. And I went on to have three more children. And after 7 years, right before my third child, which is my son, was born, I knew I was in a domestic violence relationship, but it began to escalate. And one of the things that I realized really quickly was if I didn't get out of this situation, I might not make it out alive. So I did not go home. I come from a very middle class, loving family, but I felt like I had disgraced them. And so I did what I had to do to make extra money to get my children and I out of a bad situation. And I did that through a paper route. I was 7 months pregnant with my son when I was threatened that he was going to kill me that night. And I just said, okay, just do whatever he says and get through this period. And basically what I did was I had a paper route, and my kids would go out every night, and we would throw papers, and I was taking the majority of that money and saving it back. And then after I had my son, I went back to work, and I was able to save some more money. And when my son was 3 months old, I actually left. And I left with my son and my two daughters because I was not going to leave without my children. And I was able to get myself and my children into a safe place. And so I want your listeners to know it does not matter what your past is. You need to keep moving forward, and you need to never give up.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Now, Jody, your story has, you just got all kinds of twists and turns. And I just love it. I love watching you through the years. The last couple of years, you've got your hands in everything. Now, you have a passion for Alzheimer's, and I want you to talk about that a little bit. And the barbecue, you're all over the place with that. That's awesome. I want you to talk a little bit about that. And this gentleman that you have met that is very well known. And things that you've invented, and when you get to the point where you can share your exciting news, then hit on that.
Well, great. Well, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go live or not. I was actually using my tablet. I thought I still had another hour, to be honest with you, ladies. So I was trying to get everything set up. But you know what? That is okay. That's how I usually move in my life. It's usually fast-paced. But like you said, it was back in April, I actually published a book for a wonderful lady named Judith Inglesby, who had came to me, about February or March, and she had a beautiful story about Alzheimer's. Both of her parents and her grandmother had Alzheimer's. And I read the story, fell in love with it, published the book, and the day that the book was published is the day that we received the diagnosis that my mother had Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
And it was a very tough time accepting that, continually to care for her and to make the right decisions for her. And it's still a challenge. Alzheimer's to me is a disease that takes everything that you've known and just messes it all up. Where I might go and see her and she would know who I am. And then I might go the next day, and she will not know who I am. Her mind is back in the past, at least 15, 20, sometimes 30 years ago. And it's hard because we want her to be here today in reality and visit with us and be present. And unfortunately, this disease that right now is not curable has taken that away from her. But, again, we're not going to give up. I want her to have the best care and making those decisions to make sure that she's well taken care of. And as you also alluded to, I'm part of a professional barbecue team. I've met a wonderful man, Dirt Mullins, who is the pit master, and we do about 30 competitions a year. We're getting ready for this weekend. We made it to the Sam's Regional, and that will be this weekend in Midwest City, Oklahoma. And then if we win the regional, we will be going next weekend to Bentonville for the championship. And that's $50,000 we will be competing for.
Ooh, you go, girl.
I know.
We're going to be praying for you.
Please do. We're so excited about it.
We claim it right now.
That's right. So we're really, really, really excited about it. And then we qualified this year. We won a grand championship, and so we qualified for the Royal, which we will be going to in the end of October in Kansas City. And we're so excited about that.
It is.
But, you know, my mom would even tell you, ever since I've been a small girl, I have to keep going. Because if not, when I get bored, that's probably not good for anybody around me because I don't know how to. I don't know how to sit still. You know, this year I went on vacation and I was sick, and so I had to be still, which is probably what my body needed. But you know, that just happens. But I have two products out on the market. The first one I invented because of my travels. I was in a hotel for over 3 months, I believe, and I couldn't zip out my dress. And so I invented the Zip Me, which is available out on Amazon. And, you know, we try to employ stay-at-home moms, single moms to make these just because that's my passion. I would have loved to have been able to make some extra money when I was raising my kids. And then the next product actually came out of traveling so much, being in airports, being on the barbecue circuit, traveling for my business. And I got fed up with dirty toilet seats and going into public restrooms that were just awful.
Nasty, and smelly, stinky.
Yes. And so I invented and formulated, and it's now been lab certified. I'm so excited that it's non-toxic, safe, and effective toilet seat spray. And
wow,
you just spray it on there. Yes, you did. And it smells good. So this is what it can do. You spray it on the toilet seat. You swipe off the excess and you set. And it smells good. So you're kind of taking care of two problems. You're taking care of the sanitation issue. And then also it smells good. And then let's say you're in a public bathroom that might have ran out of soap or doesn't have any towels. Well, actually, you can spray it on your hands and use it as a sanitizer that way. So it really has three purposes. And when I formulated it, I had no idea. So, and you know what? I'm going to see if this will connect me because I am just so excited to tell y'all my big news. And for some reason, it's not going to go live. So, you know what? If they missed it, then I will follow up after this show.
So
but,
are you trying to go live on your phone or your tablet?
My tablet. Okay. I'm hoping I don't disconnect anybody.
Oh, yeah. You're on your cell phone, aren't you?
Yes, and so I don't know if it will connect, but
so
you know what?
If you disconnect, then call us back, and we'll just entertain everybody till you get back.
Okay, well, you know what? It looks like it's going to let me do this.
Awesome.
But it's not showing anything.
So while she's trying to connect, guys, get your notebook, get your paper. Because you're going to definitely want to take some notes tonight.
This is
one busy lady, and she can encourage you. She can give you little tidbits on how to get your stuff going. So we have a lot of different things that we want to do in our life, and sometimes we take the trash that other people speak to us, but we don't have to internalize that. We don't have to accept that because we are greater. We've been crafted by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we have power.
That is just beautiful. And that is beautiful. And as you know, Bonnie, I'm a true believer. And God has definitely worked some miracles in my life. And I'm still at awe of Him. So. Well, it's not going to let me go live, but that's okay. Well, my great news today is I have received the 2016 Rule Breaker Award, and I will be accepting this award November the 15th in Scottsdale, Arizona, in front of 500 people. There were over 2,000 nominations. Seven of us were awarded for seven different categories. And then when we get out there, we will know who won the top Rule Breaker Award. So I'm already a rule breaker. I'm trying to say that fast 10 times. That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
but I'm already a rule breaker.
For those that don't for those that have not heard of that award before, tell us about it, how you got nominated, how you found out about it, and what it actually stands for.
This award stands for entrepreneurs who don't follow the normal business path. Who, you know, one of the things that I do with my business and why I did not quit my day job was because I wanted to be able to finance my business through my own means. And so I call it the bootstrap method. And a lot of people, when they go out and start their business, they want to quit their day job and work their business at their hours. And when you're first starting your business, I tell everybody that comes to me and wants me to counsel them or consult them in their business, you're looking at 3 to 5 years to make enough money where you're going to be able to quit your day job. And you've got to have determination. You've got to have desire to get yourself out of bed, go to your job, be present with your kids, be present with your spouse, your significant other, and then still work on your business. And that's hard. And people get burnt out. People get worn down. But that's one of the things that I'm a rule breaker for, is because I'm taking the path less traveled of still working full time, and then also I'm running my business, which my businesses are turning very successful, and then also I give back. I'm very thankful for everything that I have, and I don't publicize what I do with giving back. I support domestic violence, and I support that at typically at the person who's going through it, that level, because that's where I can make the most impact. I do give to shelters, but that is a passion of mine, and I want to make sure that everybody that I know that's in that situation, if I can help, I'm going to help them. And that's really what the rule breaker is about. You know, what are you doing out of the norm that a normal business person, entrepreneur, is not doing? And then how are you taking that and incorporating it into your business? Well, my business strategy has always been pretty simple, is I know what I'm trying to achieve. I understand my goals, but my passion is helping others. And I'd rather help other women and men start their business, come up within their business. And then, you know, along the way, if people are identified to me or a lot of my good friends know what my passion is, they will reach out and say, Jody, we have a situation here. Would you like to counsel this person, visit with this person, do whatever I can, even financially, to help this person get out of this horrible situation. So that's what the rule breaker is all about. You know, it's just getting away from the norm and doing something different.
So if somebody wanted you to counsel them in business, is there a certain fee that you charge, or is it just based on the situation, or what?
You know, I think starting out, I had some great mentors. And I think starting out, they shouldn't pay. I know a lot of people who disagree with that. So when people come to me and they're starting out, typically there's not a fee for my consulting at first. I will meet with them and get them started. Then after a time, I usually have a plan set in place. And when they reach where they are providing a revenue stream, then we talk about moving to the next level of where they would pay.
See, there you go. And that's the same thing that I do, and I get fussed out all the time. I will, and it's hard, Jody, to separate, for me anyway, being a pastor and being a pastor's wife counseling in as a minister, and then, you know, I'm a certified life coach too. I've got different degrees and have my doctorate degree and that sort of thing, but it's really hard for me to separate myself from ministry to charging gobs of money for people that are just starting out. And I get on these calls all the time and just listen, and I hear women, and I mean, if it works for them, it's fine, that's great, but I hear women say, you know, they charge thousands upon thousands of dollars to talk with somebody for an hour about their business and their goals, yet these people are just starting out, and they really have, I mean, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and they can't afford that. But then I've heard where they're kind of belittled, too. If you don't pay, then you're not serious. And I just don't see it that way. I mean, if I'm wrong, you tell me.
No, I think we're all pretty good judge of characters. I mean, I have business coaches, and I have paid business coaches, and I've received valuable information. But I've also had mentors who have also been good friends, and that's really where it goes back to me. If someone wants to get to know me, I'm going to do what those mentors instilled in me. Help the other person up as much as you can. And then, you know what, it might get to a point, because of all my commitments that I have now, that I might have to say, hey, here's this other person. You know, here's this fitness coach that you need to go visit with. Here's this marketing coach that you need to go visit with. Here's this other business coach that can help you set up these platforms. You know, when we are getting into those kind of details, usually due to time constraints and my own, I will normally pass them off to somebody, but they're to a point where they can be passed off.
Right.
Now, they usually come to me for publishing, and I do charge a fee for that. If they're an inventor, I can give them some knowledge up into a point, and then a lot of people have retained me, and they're helping me, or I'm helping them take their product to market. So, you know, I think anybody can tell when that when it becomes a business relationship more than, and I even think the people I'm in business with are my friends. So, you know, it's just really a delicate situation. You do need to be paid for your time. I'm a firm believer in that, but then I'm a firm believer in mentoring as well. So I probably didn't answer your question that well, but that's just really what I believe.
Mentoring and coaching are like two different things.
Yes.
Two different levels of communication.
And I love mentoring more. I really do. Because that's fun. I do. Huh?
I do too. I love to know somebody in that way, more personal and... Yeah, helping them out. So, okay. So we've talked about your barbecue and the things that you've invented and your passion, and you're still working. And so I'm just excited to have you here. And can you just talk to women in general about if they have a passion, if they have a dream, just motivate them a little bit on how you wish somebody could have helped you along the way when you first started.
The first thing I say to anybody is if you're working and you're wanting to start a business, do not quit your day job. And before I will mentor them, They really need to show me, Jody, we're not quitting our day job. We get it. Because I'm going to ask them for a budget. I'm a numbers person. And I'm going to ask them to prepare a budget on how they're going to fund their business until it starts cash flowing. And let me tell you, ladies, I've seen some projections. I see it in my corporate job every day. And I'm like, gosh, sweetheart, I wish that was reality. Or gosh, mister, I wish that was reality. And then typically after I receive the budget is when we go step by step through the income and the expenses and we break it down. How did you pull up your sales revenue is going to be $10,000 in 3 months? Well, Jody, I'm going to put this up on Amazon and on my website. Oh, and talk about it a little bit on Facebook. And I'm going to sell 10,000. No, you're not. The only way you're going to sell $10,000 of your product is if you are out there building relationships, communicating with a retailer or a wholesaler about your product and educating them, and it's going to take a while for that to happen. And then their comment is always right back at me, yeah, but Jody, you told me I couldn't quit my day job. Yeah, that's right. So then typically the next dialogue after that is, do you have vacation time? Do you have personal time coming to you? How can you use that? And a lot of the men will come back and tell me, Jody, I can't use my 2-3 weeks vacation because my wife already has that planned out. We're going on a summer vacation. We're going to grandma's for Christmas, and then her and I are going to the beach in March. I said, okay, I understand what you're saying. So you need to have the conversation with your significant other about how you are going to bring your dreams to reality. And are they on board or do they think it's a hobby? And you know, 9 times out of 10, the comment that comes back to me after that meeting with the significant other or the spouse is, wow, she or he really thinks it's a hobby, that I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And I said, if you're not willing to take a day, a month for your business, because most business is done on Tuesday and Wednesdays with wholesalers and retailers. And then I said, then on weekends, you need to be at shows. You need to be in front of people talking about yourself, building your brand. And I said, if they're not on board with you, now you're going to have other issues. You're going to have marital issues. That budget you gave me is going to include other things, unfortunately, that you don't want to put in there. And, you know, I had one lady who came back and told me, said, Jody, you really opened my eyes because now I am just going to do this as a hobby. I do not have the determination to make this a full-time job. And
well,
I
to know
her,
before you sink everything into it.
Right.
Yes. And then I have others that come back to me and say, Jody, we are on board. We are committed X amount of dollars a month to this business. I'm going to take off 1 to 2 days a month with my vacation time. I'm going to be out on weekends, and, oh, my spouse is going to come in and help me with marketing, website development, other things. Now I see I have a team that's going to work together. And then we start, you know, wherever they are in the process. I get some people who are still in R&D. If you're still in R&D, research and development of your product, before you're going to make a significant profit so that you can quit your job, you're probably looking at about 7 to 9 years now.
Mm.
And so one of the things that I asked them, are you going to be able to handle this for 7 to 9 years? Working your full-time job. You know, you might only be able to go to one soccer game a week, one soccer practice. How is your significant other going to play into this? And what I love is to hear that determination come out and say, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. And then we move to the next phase, is product development. And then we even move to the next phase of taking it to market. How are you going to market it? Are you going to use wholesalers? Where are you going to find these wholesalers? Are you connecting on social media? You know, I read an article just this past weekend about people are deciding either to have just a landing page website, but do most of their buying and selling on Facebook. Because there are all these closed groups out there that a lot of people aren't even aware of that are actually transactions in business. And it is amazing.
You should put a list out there.
Yes, there. It's amazing how the social media platforms are letting us break down into groups, letting us build these relationships, letting us have different platforms to be able to sell our product instead of the traditional way, which also makes us rule breakers, because previously, you just went into a bricks and mortar store to buy a product, or you had a website if you had a product or a service. Well, now we have other platforms out there. And a lot of these platforms haven't even been explored by people who are looking to get into to becoming an entrepreneur because they don't know about them. And the only way you're going to know about them is talking to people.
That's true. You should put a list out there, Jody. Some of these,
you know,
groups out there that's good for people.
You know, there are probably, and I'm trying to remember, even if that lady put a number, there are probably 2 million different groups out there.
Wow.
You can search if you're a person of service and you want to talk about marketing. You can go out there and search. And in the Facebook, on the top, it'll have a border and it'll say, oh, I'd have to pull it up, pages, a search engine. And then, but if you keep going over to the right, you'll find groups. And that's where you need to go. And a lot of these are closed groups. And so you have to ask to join. Well, what happens is those people are coming back and vetting you. Do they want you in your group? But and then once you get into these groups, then you have to have the etiquette of not pushing. I think in today's society, we are so eager to push our brand, our items that we're selling or whatever, but these groups are forcing people to make relationships, to form relationships, and then playing by that group's rules. But it gives you a unique opportunity if you're following somebody and you like what they're posting and you want to visit with them, well, you can have an offline visit with them. So it's all about communicating. It's all about knowing about what the other tools are that are available. And it's how to work that to help you be successful in your business. And still remember who you are.
Yeah, I'm looking. That's right. That's right. I'm looking some up now. Free advertising group, 16,000 members.
Yes. Yeah.
Hampton Roads free buy sell trade. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It is. It is, and it's another tool that's out there. You know, there's so many different platforms. You've got LinkedIn. I don't know everything about LinkedIn, but I'm trying to learn. I get invited.
I heard
to
LinkedIn was the place to be.
LinkedIn is more about credibility for your brand and what you can bring a value to the table. But there are groups within LinkedIn. I haven't even explored that yet. But there's groups throughout LinkedIn set up similar to Facebook that people will invite you to. And most of those, what I'm finding, they're invitation only. And honestly, I haven't even been able to get there. The same way with Twitter. You know, I always think about, what is it, 168 characters? Well, I talk too much. You know, I'm at 500 and I'm characters. Yeah, I'm at 500 characters going, what do I delete? But, you know,
I have to go
I'm
B
learning.
For B-E. I just use letter B. And
yeah.
The symbol for and.
Yeah. But I'm learning. I'm learning to shorten my sentences and to get more to the point. But did y'all know Twitter has groups that people invite you into? Now, there's some groups you don't want to get into. But there's groups
I'm sure.
There
got to watch
that. Well, yeah, invite you to. So to me, that's a whole nother business of people who will help you with social media platforms. And they need to be paid for that because there's so much out there that I'm just scraping the surface. But there's people
wow.
who can outline. Yeah, there's people who can outline step by step by step. I looked at a lady today, very powerful lady, known in media, and she charges $10,000, but she will run your platform. And I can't think, let's see, was that $10,000 a month? I really think that's what it was. But
wow.
if I looked at her clients, and her clients are movers and shakers, people who are in business to make money and a lot of money. And she's managing all of the sites because she has taught herself a valuable tool and a service. And she gives some mentoring and some little YouTube videos, just scratching the surface. And she has different
Jody,
levels.
I just had a friend of mine
yeah.
say, I can't find Jody on live on Facebook. So she's messaging me. So I told
okay,
her call
well,
in.
Make sure we tell her that it's not working for me. So
yeah, it just did.
It's funny. I went all back to Apple products, and this product is actually an Android, and it's telling me I don't have enough internet service or whatever, and I keep looking, and it's there, so I haven't hit the right button yet, but that's okay.
Go to your Wi-Fi
yeah.
on your tablet and click, you know, turn it off, and then wait a minute, turn it back on, and try again.
Well,
sometimes
I
have to do that on my tablet.
Yeah, for some reason I don't know. But I don't usually use my tablet.
I told her
so it could be me. Okay, great. Well, and will this be taped?
Yes, it is taped, and it will,
okay.
as soon as we're done, it takes about 15 minutes, and then it'll go live. It'll be put on Facebook so anybody can listen in.
Well, great. But, you know, that's why really I was hesitating to answer your question because there are some people who have some niche resources that they have researched, that they've worked hard to learn. Mm-hmm. And for those people, yes, they need to be paid for their services. But
right.
then I go back to the mentoring. And sometimes the mentoring for me is just to tell the person I'm working with, get out of bed. You know, we've all been there. We've all been there sometime in our life. We went through a period where we were like, you know, I'm done. I'm just going to lay in bed. I'm not going to take a shower today. And to be a mentor, I mean, yeah, we've all been there. But to mentor,
yeah.
it's even personal. And that's even where you even take your friendship to a different level, you know, because then you're trusting each other. You know, one of my friends might tell me, Jody, we need to work on your clothes.
Okay, great. Yeah, I get it. I don't shop. I'm not a good shopper. So, yeah, you're right. And then a couple days later when she's struggling, you need to get out of bed. You know, but that's trust. That is when you are talking to somebody, even mentoring them, inspiring them to keep going. You know,
that's right.
That's where trust comes along. Because sometimes when women talk to other women, if we're not careful with already having trust that they can tell me anything, I'm not going to judge them. And I hope that's reciprocated. Because first of all of us ladies, no, nobody's perfect. There's only been one perfect person ever.
And I think
often too many times with women, they start picking. Oh, Sally yeah. Sue, she's struggling. She can't get out of bed. She hasn't taken a bath in 5 days. Ladies, that turns into gossip quick.
Yeah.
Why didn't
And we
you
need to be
car?
There to support
you,
each other.
Yeah.
Instead of
we
tearing
do,
each other
we
down.
We do. Right. Because I would have loved to had support when I was in the relationship, the domestic abuse relationship for 7 years. I didn't have that. I would have loved to had somebody come and tell me, you need to get out. We are seeing signs of what's going on. You need to get out. That never happened. Mm-hmm. But I be darned that if one of my good friends is struggling, I'm not going to sit there and gossip, hey, Bonnie, Sally Sue's she hasn't taken a bath in 5 days. I'm going to get my rear end in my car, go to Sally Sue's house. I have to put her in the shower myself to wake her up. I'm sorry, no holds barred here. I mean, I will do that not because that's required, not because somebody is paying me, because I believe in that person. And by George, they're having a rough time. And that's how we need to look at each other.
That's right, and we all go through it from time to time. I mean, things can be wonderful for a year, and then there can be a month that you just think, you know, God, what is going on? It's just one thing right after another. I just can't do this anymore.
Yes, and I still have bad days. But I have my tribe who I can just send a one sentence, you know, wow, where did this come from? Or, you know, I'm going through this, or I don't want to wash my hair and it's been 5 days, you know. And my tribe lifts me back up. These tribe of ladies that I have in the circle, and it's not a clique. I don't ever, ever want anybody to feel like they can't be in my tribe. You can be in my tribe anytime you want. I don't say you,
all right,
you,
I'm,
and
I'm
you.
I'm going to be in your tribe.
Okay, well,
your
come
tribe,
on. Then all you have to do is trust and be honest. And if you can't handle somebody being honest, just like we were talking about, you know, we know women in these circles that are charging thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying to that, Bonnie? Power to you, sister.
What?
Because you have something that somebody needs. And if it's not
the right
time for that individual to get there, that's okay. Me, I'm going to take a different approach. So you don't judge me. I don't judge you. You know what? Let's keep on trucking, sister. And that's how we get our tribe. And some days it might be, you know, some very good friends of mine in my tribe. What am I, you know, I've asked this question. Because now I'm going into the third year full pledge in my businesses. And sometimes I'll say, what am I doing? You know, why am I doing this again? And I can tell you just about every lady will send me back that response. Jody, what's your passion? Who are you helping? And after I drink the coffee and wash my hair and I'm sitting there trying to put my thoughts together, I'm like, that's right. That's why I do this. That's why for the last 3 to 5 years, because I even had some time back in there where when I started ZipMe, you know, I let it sit on the shelf for almost 2 years. But that's why I go back to that. I know where I've been. I know what I've accomplished. I don't have a college degree. I have a high school degree. I am overseeing multi-million-dollar portfolios. It's not because God just gave me the brains, but he gave me the ability to learn. And he said, Jody, I kind of talked to him like this, Bonnie, and if I offend anybody, I'm sorry. But it's kind of like, big guy, I need help here. I call him the big guy. And he's like, yeah, you do, because you're hard-headed and you're stubborn. And so once you remember that you have to lean back on me, Jody, we're going to be okay. And, you know, I need those reminders just like everybody else does. But I see how he put me in the places that he put me to get to where I am today. Because I can look back and I can say, I know why I'm passionate about this cause. I know when I busted my rear learning how to do certain things. I knew to be that person to always ask for more work. And now look at me today. Am I perfect? I want every woman on your show that's listening to know I am not perfect. But by George, I try. But I'm
you
not
have determination.
But I have determination and I have a will. I have a will and my greatest attribute that God has given me is I love. I love everybody. There will be people, and I've made people uncomfortable. I mean, downright cringe. Because once I get to know you a couple, two, three times, I'm going to tell you I love you. And some people are just not ready for. Yep. Jody love.
I thought that was a Southern thing.
My dad always said he loved us every time he talked to us. And so that's instilled in me even today. And I will go back. And I, hey, I love you. If you need anything, you call me. And sometimes I can't solve the problems, which sometimes doesn't make me happy. But I'll be the first one to say, you know what, I don't have that resource, but I'm going to find you somebody who can do that. And I think that's all people want. People want us to be real.
Yeah, because that's how you build trust.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that what the other person is saying is the God's honest truth.
Exactly. And I have my friends that, I can tell, God, man, I messed up or, I made a wrong decision here or whatever. And I love the feedback that I get because it is definitely pure love. Jody, so how is that going to affect you from moving on? Yeah, you might have some things you have to deal with, but you deal with them now so that you can keep moving on, so that you can keep pressing forward. That's what we need to hear. Not, oh, did you hear what Jody did? Did you hear what Bonnie did? We need to say, so? We're all human. None of us are perfect. We know that. So how are you going to deal with that? Deal with it. Get over it. And keep moving on. And when we hear that, you know what that does? That inspires us. That with those that you have built that solid, firm foundation of trust, there's nothing that you can do that they're never going to be in your corner. And that's why I think all women need to start thinking that way. And you know what? There's so many times we backslide. We're going to listen to Sally Sue having coffee or didn't get her kids to school on time, whatever the situation is. But then as soon as you realize what's going on, you need to stop yourself and you need to back up. Deal with it. You might have to go tell Sally Sue, I was at the coffee shop. This was being said. You know what? I chimed in for 5 minutes. I didn't mean it. My head wasn't there. I'm sorry. And that's all you can do. You can never go back and change it. But you say you're sorry. Ask her to forgive you. She has that right, yes or no. But then you move on. You go back to your corporate job. You go home to your family. You go back to your business, and you keep moving on. You don't go back and remember, oh, I wonder if Sally's mad at me or she's not talking. You know, she's not talking to me. Well, Sally might have things she needs to deal with first. Mm-hmm. But as long as you keep trying to repair that relationship and you keep moving forward in your life, and if Sally Sue decides not to forgive you, then you need to accept that, move on. Or she forgives you, then to me that's a great lesson learned. Because next time there's gossiping in the coffee shop, you're going to say, you know what, my greatest saying is, I'm out, you know. And sometimes that turns people off. But I'd rather be out of a situation than have to go explain the situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Jody, one of the things that you do is you speak as well. So, people find you for your speaking engagements, or how do you find speaking engagements?
You know what? People find me. When I started on social media, I had no clue. I go back and look at my posts, and they're just funny because I had no clue on how to use it. And I started getting into these groups and forming these relationships. And from there, I was asked to go out to California and share my story. I've been to Washington State and shared my story. I've been to Newark, and Virginia and shared my story. And it's just people finding.
And I didn't know.
Where did you
go in Virginia?
There was a lady that was having a group of women and for a retreat at her house, and I had met her through my corporate job, and she had heard my story and wanted me to come and share. It wasn't really like a women's Christian retreat, but because other things were going on, like drinking wine, you know, which some religions, that's okay. But it was really a motivational, inspirational retreat that she wanted to have for these women. And I went out there, shared my story, shared how I had taken my life from where it was many years ago and how I got to where I am today. And it was at a personal house there right outside of Virginia Beach, I believe.
Are you kidding me?
No.
We are 45 minutes from Virginia Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Because I think I flew into Richmond. And then I think I had a drive. I think that's.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
it's close.
It's either through. Now, where are you at? Are you South Carolina?
No, we're
are
in
you
Virginia.
In Virginia? Mm-hmm.
We are in Suffolk. So we're like 45 minutes from Virginia Beach, 45 minutes from Williamsburg. So we're in the good section. We're right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And what is the
Peanut
name of
capital.
It? We're...
Suffolk.
What's Suffolk?
It's spelled Suffolk, but they pronounce it Suffolk.
Okay.
It's the
okay.
Peanut capital.
Yes.
Mr. Peanut.
But
yeah,
those of us who are from here would call it Suffolk. Suffolk.
I love it, ladies.
And I'm like 15, is it 15 minutes from North Carolina? Yeah, I'm 15 minutes from North Carolina too.
Yeah.
So.
I was just in North Carolina not too long ago, and I was in D.C. here not even a month ago.
Woman, when you come this way, you need to let me know.
Yes.
So we can have dinner
Bonnie,
or something
you,
together. Trisha
yes,
and I will drive
yes,
up wherever you are.
Yes.
I spent 3 hours through a storm being delayed in the Charlotte airport.
Wow.
But
was
I loved it. I love Charlotte airport. No, I always fly out of Reagan into Charlotte because I've been, I won't go to Chicago or St. Louis anymore. In Dallas, it's a 50-50 chance whether or not you make your connecting flight, but I've had great success in Charlotte, except that storm that came through. But as soon as the bad storm came through, I mean, we even had a tornado warning. As soon as it went through, then they got us loaded and off we went.
So how's your experience? This is my holdup. I used to fly when I was younger, and I am terrified of it now, just terrified. I would rather drive 10 hours than fly 45 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
you know what?
Yeah.
The good Lord.
Tell me your experience.
Yeah. I love it. When I'm in the air and I don't like heights.
I can't control the plane, so I like my feet close to the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get it. And I don't like heights. I have some of those control issues too, but something about when I get in the air and I put in my earbuds and I'm listening to music or to a book on tape or, you know, off of Apple or whatever, it just puts me in a different zone. And I can, and I think it's because I'm captive there in that airplane, and I have to focus on whatever I'm trying to accomplish or if I'm trying to relax. I don't know. I love it, and I would go back to, I have a good friend who won't fly, and she doesn't know how I fly, and I just always tell her, you know what, the good Lord knows. And when it's my time, it's my time. But for right now, I'm going to be flying. So.
I think the last time I flew, it was right before Dave and I got married, and he flew me and his younger brother, Billy, down to Florida. And I think Billy just still has scars on his leg from wherever I would grab onto him whenever we hit turbulence. Because every time we hit turbulence, I grabbed onto his leg. And he still says he has... scars on him from that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hit turbulence, but Glenn did on the way back from Dallas. I sent him to Dallas to a class, and he said there was a lady sitting beside him, and they hit turbulence, and she flies all the time, and she was just all cringed up, and he said, "Are you all right?" And she says, "Can I just hold your arm, please?" Yeah.
And her name was Jody Harris. No, I'm joking. I've definitely been there myself. I mean, it's like, that scared me just a little bit too much, but I still go back to it. So
yeah. My mom it's flies one of those all things, the time.
She does.
She does. She lives in Ohio, and so she'll fly here. We fly her here, and my brother lives in California, and so he flies her out there all the time, and so she flies. She's had some pretty hairy flights where they've hit such bad turbulence that the oxygen things have fallen from the...
Oh, I would have had a heart attack and died right there.
Yeah, she's had some really rough ones, but she flies all the time. She loves it. She's like, it's better than driving because it takes us about 10 and a half hours to get up to Ohio from here. So it's...
Yikes.
I'm asking God to help me get over the fear of flying because I can do so much more. I can reach so many more people and help so many more women and young girls if I could just get in a plane.
Yeah.
So just add me to your prayer list, Jody.
I will. I'm writing that down right now. and add me to your prayer list just to keep me going sometimes. You know, I have a good friend. She is a wonderful prayer warrior. She's been my oldest best friend. You know, she's been through me or been with me through some times that just weren't pretty, and she stayed with me. And I always tell her, I always say, if it wasn't because you prayed the way you pray, I said, I'd be nothing. And she just laughs and smiles and keeps on going. So,
We need them prayer warriors.
Yes.
Yeah.
They give me a hard time. Trisha and everybody gives me a hard time on Sunday morning if I have to open in prayer, which I love to pray.
Yeah.
I just love to pray. And they give me a hard time because they said half the service is over before they can get it going. Because I prayed on everything. Everything and everybody.
I always tell my friend, can you move my prayers up a little? Because I know you got a long list there, and I need to be up front, you know. Because I said, you might need to spend a little bit more time on me. And she just laughed. She's like, oh, Jody.
You're not that much of a mess.
Yeah.
Well, and she's so sweet. She's tell me because, you know, I wouldn't go to church if my hair wasn't working or all my right clothes weren't cleaned. I mean, there was a time that, you know, I just thought you had to be a certain way. She goes, do you think God really cares what you wear to church? Do you think he cares that you're not wearing makeup? And I was like, oh. Well, okay, so now you've got me in a catch-22 here. So when I show up and, you know, things that don't quite match or not ironed, I don't want to hear it. She said, you're not going to hear anything of me. Excuse me. But
One of my friends is on the line now, and I love her to death. And I'm not going to call out any names. But when she walks in the building, I'm telling you, the makeup is perfect, the hair is perfect, the jewelry is perfect, the clothes are perfect, the handbag is perfect, the shoes are perfect.
I know who you're talking about. Yes, ma'am.
And she smells good. She looks good.
Yes, she does.
I just love her. I love to see her come, and I want to know what she's wearing next.
She's fabulous.
Well,
she
love her, too, and I want to smell her. I love perfume.
I don't know how
we have any questions.
I have a picture, but hey, hold on a second. Yeah. I'm gonna pray. Belinda.
Hello, dear. How are you, girls?
Hey, we're good.
Hello.
Hello.
I was
Jody.
Just telling
how
Jody how beautiful you are and how you smell good and everything matches and your hair is perfect.
Oh,
y'all
are
such
smart.
Yeah,
I have laughed at you guys. Y'all are funny. And I love this, the flying stories. I have some of those myself.
So do you fly?
Oh, listen, I have flown and I will fly, but it takes a lot of Xanax.
Yeah.
I told Glenn I want you to go with me, and then I'm just going to take some medicine that's going to knock me out.
Well, what
and
about
you
me?
Just wake me. Well, then we're going to have to get somebody to wheel you and I together so somebody can wake us up when we get there.
But you know,
I
love
the driver.
Right. I love Jody's story that she told about when she gets on the plane and what she does, because I did the same thing when my kids and Chris and TJ and his family and Chris's family, Johnny and I all went to Disney World. John and I were in our, 60s, and we had never been to Disney World before. And I got on that plane. I had my iPad. I had my iPod. I put my earbuds in, and I was listening to Christian music. I was listening to the Word of God. And all I did in the beginning, I said, all right, family, let's gather hands and pray. And everybody kind of looked at us because I had set us up in the plane so we were angled or in front of each other so I could check on all of my little Aggies, you know, so nobody was out of my sight. And do you know, it's really amazing because I didn't take any medication. I just prayed and listened to the Word of God and to Christian music. And before I knew it, we were on the ground.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So tuning in to God.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Yeah, definitely. On everything in life.
Definitely.
Right. That's so true. Well, I've enjoyed talking to y'all. I'll just sit back and continue to listen.
All right, I'm going to take you off. Hold on.
All right, dear. Love you guys. Nice meeting you.
Are you staying
nice meeting you.
Belinda, you stay on. I'm going to put you where you can hear us. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I've got her where she can hear us, and so she can listen to the rest of it. We just have a few more minutes. So, Jody, what's your best advice for somebody who, say somebody who wants to write a book or they don't think that they can write a book? What is the first step for somebody to turn their misery into a ministry or that's my best thing? You know, God gave us, or God allowed us to walk our path out, our journey. And a lot of times we put ourselves in the situation, and God allows us to do that. But he's there to turn our misery into something good. So my story, you know, God told me for years to write a book. But there's young girls, there's young women out there waiting for your story, and I finally did, and it's not perfect by no means. I've already found mistakes in it, so I'll probably go back and redo it. It's published, but the story's out there. So, and it took me years just because I had to dig up history, and it wasn't pretty. So what's your best advice if somebody has a story to tell, and maybe they're not a speaker, but they kind of want to write it? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to start with a journal. And then as they begin to build their story, and sometimes you might want to break that journal down into sections, you know, especially if you're dealing with an event that took place. You might want to say, okay, the first 5 years, these are some things I want to talk about. This part of my life, when I got out of a situation or I dealt with this situation, this is what I these are some things I want to make sure I address. And then where you are today, if that is something that they want to talk about. So definitely write in a journal and try to break it out as best as you can. And sometimes a lot of people just write, which is great. If you're that type of person, then you need to go back and you need to formulate your book on to make sure that it's going to flow. And then last but not least, let's just say that, you know, you've got a great story, but you're not a writer. But you've got the meat of what you're trying to say in there. There are actually online resources where you can send your book and they can help you write it for a fee.
Wow.
And they'll do a great job. They'll look at the grammar. They'll add where they think things needed to be added. It's just really a great service. And there's a couple out there. So I would encourage them first to get a journal, start writing. If they're already writing, they need to formulate their journal. And then if they need help in taking their book to the next level before it goes to a publisher, because even me, I have my editors that I have on staff. So to get the meat of the story to an end product, you might have to use one of those resources. And that's really what I would encourage a new author to do.
Now, you said those resources. Are there some names that you can give us?
Yes, I'll probably need to send them to you because
okay.
I haven't given them out in a while.
Okay.
I'm sitting here just trying to think off the top of my head. I've got them saved in my favorites, so I'd have to go. But you can definitely put them out there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, anything
Jody,
I don't mind sharing.
That's good. I'm glad. Because more we help people, I wish I had somebody to help me along the way when I first got started that had never spoke on a platform before and was asked to do so at a national foster care adoption day. And I did a pretty good job, I guess, because I was asked to speak a lot after that, but that was my beginning journey to speaking, and I found that I loved it. I love to speak. I love to be on the platform. I love to help people. I love to solve problems. So, and I just love to listen and take things in. And just by listening, you can pick out a lot. So you can pick up
yes,
on things.
Yes, that's beautiful.
So, Jody, we just want to let you know that we love you, and we've come to the end of our time, and you've given us so much information, and congratulations on your
congratulations.
Honor and your award, and we look forward to hearing more
Thank
about
you.
That. And
Thank
so keep
you.
Sharing all this wonderful stuff that's happening with you, and again, we just want to tell you we love you, and we can't wait to have you back again at some point. And everybody, I want you to go to Facebook, and it's Jody Harris. Is it facebook.com/Jody Harris?
Jody Harris and then 5. I think 5's there.
Okay. And then website
is, I've got a couple of different ones that go to the same website, but the easiest one is www.zippedme.com, and that has all my inventions, that has my publishing, my consulting, everything's on there.
Awesome, because that was the next thing I was going to ask you. Okay, so guys, you need to go to zippedme.com, zippedme.com, and check out everything that Jody does, and ask her questions, meet with her on Facebook, and if you can't find her on Facebook, it's very simple. Just look up Jody Harris. You'll see her pretty blonde picture. And if you can't find her, just go to my Facebook page, and she's one of my friends, and you can look her up there. So God bless you, Jody. Thank you so much for coming on the
yes.
show. And, again, we look forward to talking
Thank
with you,
you
soon.
Thank you, ladies. Great,
Thank
great.
You.
I love y'all. We'll talk later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you, too. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, so that's the show tonight. Jody Harris, she went from a situation of abuse in her marriage and raising young children to an entrepreneur, to running, working in a company, handling multi-million dollar portfolios. She's an inventor, she's a speaker, she's a publisher. I mean, the list goes on and on. Her barbecue, she's winning awards with that. It's just amazing how God is using this woman in so many different ways, touching so many different lives. So if you have a dream, don't let that dream die. God gave it to you for a reason. So reach out to those who are willing to help you, like Jody Harris, myself, Trisha. We are all here to pray with you and talk with you. And if we can't help you, we will send you definitely to the people that we know that can. So God bless. And Trisha, do you want to sign us off in prayer tonight? He's looking at me like maybe. Okay, I guess it's my turn.
I've had a rough evening. Can you?
She has. She ran up on an accident, and the girl was 6 months pregnant, and Trisha handled that before she got here, so she was a little frazzled when she
yeah.
got here. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this radio show. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for all the guests that come on this show, Lord. We just pray that something that Jody said tonight will touch somebody, Lord, and spark a fire under them, Lord, for all the abilities that God has put into them, Father. Lord, we just ask that everybody be safe, Lord, and that they open their eyes and their hearts to you, Father God, and what you have for them, Lord. Lord, to know that you are the saving grace and you are the only way to heaven, Lord. Lord, we just love you and we thank you. And until next week, guys, amen.
Amen.